There are few things that come up more frequently in Metro Detroit than the lack of widespread public transportation.
I'd say we have some essential but insufficient transit in this region. It's not always convenient or time efficient to get around.
And yesterday, billionaire Dan Gilbert caused a stir pushing public transportation. Is this the action that Michigan needs? This is The Daily J. I'm Zach Clark. According to Consumer Reports, a new car will run you $48,000 on average, while a used car will run you $27,000. That is a ton of money. But here in Metro Detroit, not having a car is not really an option thanks to what most believe to be a substandard public transit system.
When we come here to Michigan, how would one describe public transportation in our corner of the world?
I'd say we have some essential but insufficient transit in this region. And there are tens of thousands of people who ride every day and get to jobs and doctors and school and the places they need to go. But there are a lot of places that you can't go. It's not always convenient or especially time efficient to get around. So that's our big challenge, is we need to have more transit options in more places that go faster and more frequently, and really to become a convenient option so people don't have to be putting so much money into their gas tank every week.
That voice right there belongs to Megan Owens, and this is something Megan thinks about a lot. She's the executive director of Transportation Riders United. That's a public transit advocacy group here in Detroit. Improving public transportation is like talking about Jimmy Hoffa. Every once in a while, somebody brings it up, people get super frenzied, and then ultimately, nothing happens. But yesterday, speaking at the Detroit Free Press's Breakfast Club, billionaire Dan Gilbert put his weight behind the subject.
We have to work as a region, especially when it comes to things like mass transportation and all that. I mean, Detroit has had numerous attempts at it, going back like 100 years, and has failed at it. Most of these systems are funded by the federal government, but you have to have a regional transportation authority, which we're finally having now, and you got to get together to make your pitch to the feds so they can fund these things. Now, other cities, multiple cities, have done that successfully, but we have not in Detroit. The reason we put the Q line in was for two reasons. Number one, it was just to make sure we could move people in downtown. The main reason was to prove to the feds that we could get something done. Look, we did this 3 mile, 3.5 mile lane, all privately funded, mostly privately funded, so we can do it. And they were happy about that. But the more groups that get behind doing a regional system, the more chance we have of the feds funding it.
Other than Henry Ford, in the last century, I'm not sure there's been one that has done more to transform Detroit like Dan Gilbert has. So maybe he's the guy to get it done. Dan mentioned there that communities must work together to accomplish this goal, and Megan, she agrees.
So what you're talking about, this patchwork thing, it doesn't render it useless, but it makes it far less effective.
Absolutely. It is so much less effective. Livonia, unfortunately, a couple of years ago, chose to drop out of the system. So Farmington has transit services. Redford does. So do some of the communities south. But Livonia isn't part of any regional system. And so people really struggle to get where they need to go. It would be so much more efficient if SMART could design a system that really just was focused on where do people need to go, not what did a few local politicians decide to do or not do. You might have heard Auburn Hills City Council made a vote, and 5 city council members decided they don't want to be part of the SMART system anymore, even though 70% of the voters had approved the millage every time.
Maybe we are viewing this all wrong. Maybe we need to look at public transportation like we look at water or electricity, as a utility. That's what our transportation advocate Megan thinks.
I say that public transit is an essential community service. You wouldn't think about living in a city that didn't have a fire department or didn't have parks or didn't have schools. Whether you personally use that or not, it is really essential for our community to have public transit service. I've never needed the fire department, but I'm sure glad that they're there in case I need them. And people don't necessarily know when they will or won't need it. Talked to a guy last week who loves his car, but he got T-boned and it was in the shop for 2 weeks. We are all part of a community. We all need to invest in the basic services that make our economy and our community function.
Here's the thing. Not everybody needs public transportation. And often, those that don't say, well, if I don't need it, why should I help foot the bill? But Don Brown, the chairman of the Macomb County Board of Commissioners, says you use public transportation even if you never set foot on a bus or train or whatever.
If you don't use that, there are people in your community that do need it. But beyond that, the business you go to need it because they have people working there that need transportation to get to their jobs. And if they don't have that transportation, you're not going to get the services that you had once expected. You know, we can look around our communities now with post-COVID environment and see how stores once that had hours we could rely upon are no longer there. And you go there now and you'd say, well, maybe they're open until 8, maybe they're closed at 6. You know, you can't necessarily rely on the hours posted because you don't know if they've got the employees there to manage their business, whether that's a restaurant or maybe somebody working in a nursing home taking care of your parents.
Remember earlier, I said that Megan thinks about public transportation a lot. It's her thing, right? That's not common. Most people probably don't think about it at all, or at best, minimally. And maybe because of that, people don't understand what Don just said. Megan says part of this is an education issue.
My organization is actually doing a big public education push. We're out at festivals and farmers markets. We're holding a whole series of transit town hall meetings. We're working with different organizations to try to get more information out there, both about the existing services and about the potential for more and better.
Is that what you're doing right now?
Yeah. We're talking to people both about Smart just expanded their Flex service. They have a Uber type service that will pick people up, drop them off for just $2 anywhere within Farmington Hills area. They have another one up in Pontiac and another in Macomb, another in Dearborn. They have these different zones, but people are really excited about the idea.
Recently, Michigan has been bleeding population. The number of residents continues to drop, and it's become a huge problem. So much so that earlier this year, the governor hired Hillary Doe to be Michigan's first chief growth officer.
My primary concern and the mandate from, you know, the governor's office is to really think about growing our state's population and really future-proofing our state to continue investing in our communities, but also in the real opportunities that we all have to build new and exciting kind of economic transformation here in the state around, you know, the green economy and a bunch of the sort of future mobility, these areas that, you know, we haven't realized yet, but that Michigan has a right to be at the forefront of. So yeah, as chief growth officer, that's the mandate. It's grow Michigan, grow our population, grow our communities, whether that takes policy work, thinking about incentives new and differently for individuals, or thinking about branding and marketing and the stories we tell.
Sure, we certainly want to create jobs for young people to give them a reason to put down roots in Michigan. But it's more than just creating jobs. You have to meet young people where they are. And where they are right now is a place where they want public transportation.
Just think about how great that would be if you had lines going to Metro Airport, up Woodward all the way to Pontiac, and then going west and then going east. I mean, it would be unreal. It would be a different city. And again, it give us the ability to attract more talent here. These kids, they don't want to drive cars. They'll take a bike or they'll take a train. They may take a bus. But I think a bike and train are their main ways. Maybe walking, they like that too. They brag about not having cars, actually. Go ahead and ask any 21-year-old, what car do you drive? And they look at you like you're nuts. I mean, that's too bad here because we sell them all. But
creating easy-to-use public transportation seems like fool's gold here in Metro Detroit. Dan Gilbert said it. This conversation has been going on for more than a century. But maybe, just maybe, the dynamics will change when the richest dude in the state throws his weight around a little bit. We have seen Dan change Detroit before. Can he do it again? Today's big thanks go out to Megan Owens, Dan Gilbert, Don Brown, and Hillary Doe. Check out WWJNewsRadio.com for the top local news stories on demand 24/7. Do you want that Daily J delivered right to you? All you have to do is text WWJ to 20357 and you'll get it instantly. Message and data rates may apply. I'm Zach Clark, and this is The Daily J. Thanks for listening.